At an opening press conference, the co-chairman of this year's meeting expressed disparate views about the economic outlook and financial market volatility. David O'Reilly, the head of Chevron Oil Company, said fears of global recession are unwarranted.
The United States economy will correct itself, and perhaps even more quickly than people realize. It is a pretty big and resilient economy. I also subscribe to the view that it isn't going to impact the rest of the globe as much as maybe as it has in the past.
O'Reilly suggested that the news media is making too much of the current turmoil. K.V. Kamath, the head of the ICICI Bank in India, he says that the market declines that began in the United States 2 weeks ago have had little impact in India.
I think to some extent, at least from the Indian context, as of now, we are not seeing any significant impact. But it is early to say.
The U.S. banker co-chairing this year's forum is James Dimon, the chief executive officer of J.P. Morgan Chase in New York.
We've had financial crises every 5 years for the last 100 years. And they all come from a different nature, a different sort, and they all have been resolved.
Fred Bergston, the head of an economic research agency in Washington, says because fast-growing China and India are not excessively reliant on exports to the U.S. market, it's inconceivable that a global recession will occur this year. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair said he expects the meeting to focus on ways of further integrating dynamic East and South Asia into the world economy.
There is a whole dimension of the Davos debate now that is very much centered around the role of China and the role of India and also the other emerging economies.
Blair said global power is shifting to East and South Asia. Barry Wood, VOA News, Davos, Switzerland.